It may have started with the Easter Bunny or St. Nicholas, even more ridiculous, the Tooth Fairy. From there, we're forced to recite the pledge, Hail Mary, one nation under God. Why us? No questions on your burning hell. Pay attention to the lies that we're told to tell. Teacher teaches us Columbus was a hero. He stole lands, he stole lives of so-called Indians. From the Tainos to the Africans. Respect Thomas Jefferson? He molested Sally Hemings. And now they say Reagan was a great man. The godfather of crack babies? The night of the AIDS plague? I ran fast as I could to the library to find out they trace the books I read. These lies got me surrounded to the war on truth. Ain't it on me? It started with that first lie, too. Lies, it's all lies, everything they say. Lies, they keep telling lies, we hear them every day. Do you think that we don't know that you're up to no good when you're telling lies?
All right, this is Louder Than Words Radio, and I am Jason Vermes coming at you from upstate New York. It's going to be our last show of old year 2006 or 2007. Hello? I hope I'm still there, but you're probably not, huh? Yeah, okay. Not sure what just happened there, but I just got dropped for a hot second. Anyway, this is the last show of 2006. Happy New Year to everybody. I wish I could say, ding dong, the witch is dead, they hung Saddam. But really, let's face it, I'm looking at the post, and the cover of it says, butcher dead. And yes, you know, the man was no saint, but, you know, how many people do we kill a year? I mean, we're the biggest military-industrial complex out there. Sure, we're part of a bigger paradigm, but we're the ones dropping the bombs, and our citizens are allowing our politicians to enact this legislation to do such monstrous things, and it really, really makes me sick. I don't know what else to say about that. Some interesting news out there. Noam Chomsky got tape recorded and put on YouTube this week saying, well, you know, if 9/11 was an inside job, I guess it really doesn't matter. Excuse me, Noam? Excuse me? I mean, let's be honest here. If 9/11 was an inside job, which all the evidence points to it is, it matters a lot because our entire foreign and domestic policy has been based on this event. And for him to say such a ludicrous and outrageous statement really shows you, you know, which side this guy's on. We're going to be taking calls through the entire show. You know, I got a call last week at the very end of the show from this guy named Frank, I think, a Sean Hannity listener. And please, all you Hannity listeners, please call me. People who disagree with me are my favorite callers because, you know, often they're just misinformed or uninformed or just ignorant to the situation at hand. So the call in line is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. I was also hoping to get Remo Conscious on for you, the guy that does my bumper music and just put out the album Infiltration, which you can get at thirdeyerecords.com. And actually, we just posted up a couple of screenshots for the upcoming video of We Know, and We Know is a great track. Actually, Dylan Corey and myself do make a short appearance in the video. So does 9/11 Truther Charlotte, who we've run into several times over the past few months. We saw her out in California, and she made the trip from California all the way out to New York City for the anniversary this year, and that's the kind of commitment that, you know, we're looking for in this movement, people that are willing to get out there and, you know, say some things that, you know, might not be the most popular thing to say right now. But how else are we going to do it? How else are we going to overcome this globalist cabal of evil men? We got 2007 coming up. Hopefully this next coming year is going to be even bigger than this one. We'll see you on the other side. The call in line is 1-800-313-9443.
Lies, it's all lies, everything they say. Lies, they keep telling lies, we hear them every day. Do you think that we don't know that you're up to no good when you're telling lies. From Fox News to the New York Post, and all these lying neocon right-wing news show hosts, Bill O'Reilly makes me nauseous. Hannity and Combs are drones for these greedy corporate monsters.
That's right, they're drones for the corporate monsters that really run the world out there. I'm Jason Burmis. This is Louder Than Words Radio. And one of the more interesting stories I just read earlier today was the fact that Dana Rohrabacher got on CNN and basically said, well, you know, the case isn't closed on Oklahoma City. There might have been some other people involved. There could have been a Middle Eastern connection. And then they peddle this neo-Nazi connection that's just absolutely ridiculous. But why do I bring it up? Well, last week I was talking about the new video that has surfaced that looks and sounds like Timothy McVeigh on a base that specializes in demolitions and explosives a year after he's supposed to be out of the military. Yet we all know that, you know, something's wrong there. I mean, there's pictures of the Ryder truck at an Oklahoma City base right next to a tank and I think a Humvee just days before the attack. So even Rohrabacher now gets on CNN 11 and a half years later. 11 and a half years later, the public still doesn't know the truth. They're still, you know, nursing on bottles and acting like children and being like, oh, well, there's nothing I can do about it anyway, or you're a conspiracy nut. And he gets on there and says, well, yeah, it really looks like there's a Middle Eastern involvement. But whenever these guys get on there, why don't they ever talk about the videotapes of John Doe number two? Yeah, they'll say John Doe number two probably exists and there is this other connection. And they'll even somewhat talk about Iraqi citizens or Middle Eastern citizens in there, but they won't say that they're Iraqi Republican Guard. They sure as hell won't touch the fact that there were explosives inside the building and that a truck bomb couldn't possibly have done that damage. They're not going to touch the fact that the ATF wasn't there and they were warned not to come to work that day. But yet they'll bring it up, and he's on his way out, and of course, the CNN guy kind of laughs at him. And he's like, oh, well, aren't you just opening a wound for conspiracy theories and in this other sort of world? And he's like, well, even Rohrabacher, again, Rohrabacher, not my favorite guy. This guy got up on television and said, Iraqis were going to greet us as liberators and throw rose petals at our feet. What a joke. What a joke. You should be held criminally accountable for saying things like that, Dana Rohrabacher, sending our people to war like that, our brothers and sisters. The number has surpassed the American citizens that have been killed on 9/11 in this country now. So we now have more dead U.S. soldiers, a lie that has killed more than 3,000 American citizens yet again. And now it surpasses 9/11. So what's the argument now? You think they'd really kill 3,000 of our own citizens on a lie? They have. They've done it on an open lie. When are we going to wake up, folks? The call-in line is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And I'm sure anybody that's read the news knows that they hung Saddam yesterday or has been watching the news or this morning or whatever you want to call it, 3 a.m. British time, I believe. And following that, there seemed to be some kind of a car bombing that may have been in retaliation to his hang, killed 36 people. Who knows? You know, I don't know. I know that 36 people are senselessly dead due to an atrocity. You know, that's what I know. And I know that we killed a dictator that we supported, funded, and put into office. And then, you know, put on trial. And we couldn't convict him for anything but a 1982 incursion. Think about that, folks. 1982 is what we convicted Saddam Hussein on. It's something he did 21 years before we invaded that nation. Do you get it? You know, 21 years before we invade the nation. That's not why we went, is it? We said it was because of weapons of mass destruction, and then he said, oh, maybe he supported terrorism, and there could have been uranium, and there was going to be mobile weapons labs, and then over the summer I have to hear Sean Hannity tell me that they found weapons of mass destruction. It turns out to be some mustard gas or something, you know, that's been in a hole for years. There's no stockpiles, folks. There never was. Give me a break. But, you know, Bush is now talking about putting 20,000 more troops in Iraq. It's going to be more than that, people. Unless we do something right now. Unless we call up our congressmen, our local state senators, I think, you know, we should be giving them hell and saying, how are you allowing, you know, your superiors to do this? Why are you letting the Democrats parade around and say, oh, this new Baker thing is a great idea. Let's put more troops in there and then we'll have a gradual pullout. It's absolute nonsense. There will be no gradual pullout. So, again, the call-in line is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And coming up a little later, I'm going to play one of the tracks off of Remo Conscious's album that you probably haven't heard that is called Time, basically in light of the new year. You know, time just keeps passing us by, folks. I mean, it every day, every minute of every day, we have less and less of a chance to do anything about this coming global government, about this tyrannical society that we continue to live in. You know, while we're concerned about what we got for Christmas, was it an Armani sweatshirt, or, you know, did I get the Tiffany's bracelet that I needed? Who cares? It's not going to matter. Our dollar's plummeting. You know, I just laugh, you know, when the holiday season's here, and everybody's like, oh, it's Christmas and blah, 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 blah. And even last week, I was like, you know, we do have a lot to be thankful for as a movement in general. But there's so much more to do. I mean, so much more to do. Ordering a couple items for our computers on eBay. You know, we were talking to this guy about RAM, and he checked out our website, and he was just blown away, man. He's like, wow, is this stuff for real? And I'm like, yes, it is for real. And he's like, thank you so much. And then we offered him a free topping, and he was like, no, I saw some of this stuff. This is heavy stuff. I want to support you. And that's what we need. We need more people to support independent filmmaking, independent radio broadcasts like this one, organizations like Lone Lantern and 9/11 Blogger. We need more John Connors out there. And John Connor just put up a great thing where he's in Hollywood, pretty much expressing his opinion to the locals. Great shot of the walkways, Arnold Schwarzenegger star. I enjoyed that part, John. He actually tried giving me a call yesterday. I just didn't have the time to pick it up. I was at dinner. And, you know, check out what John Connor does at theresistancemanifesto.com. Again, you don't have to agree with everything he does, but he's got a lot of startling things for us that we should be taking a look at and really, you know, really giving some time to. Really being more concerned with that than the new season of American Idol coming up. Ooh, it's the new season of American Idol. Simon Cowell's going to make fun of somebody, and they're going to put it on TV. We're going to have a new singing star who doesn't even write her own songs or write his own songs, and there'll probably be a spinoff show. Oh, I can't wait. Well, I can. I can wait forever. How about we start paying attention to the news so 20,000 more of our kids, brothers, sisters, daughters, and sons don't have to go to the Middle East to shoot brown people for corporate interests. That's what it's about. It's about corporate military interests. It's not about anything else. I mean, come on. It's about oil. It's about weapons sales. It's about putting military installations along the Iraqi border so that eventually we can attack Iran. Does anybody realize that Iraq and Afghanistan are on the opposite ends of Iran? It would be very easy once we put military installations and our troops there for us to go in and take that nation over. Oh, but it'll be another quagmire, and everybody's like, oh, we can't even do the Iraqi job right. How are we going to do it? Well, we'll probably bring in UN troops. Oh, man. It never ends. It just never, ever, ever, ever ends. And I don't know what to say to people. I mean, it just never, ever, 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 ever seems to end. Oh, man. So what are you going to do this year, audience? I mean, are you going to go out there? Are you going to make big-time changes? Are you going to make copies of Loose Change, of America Freedom to Fascism, of Alex Jones's Terror Storm, Martial Law, and Road to Tyranny? Is that what you're going to do? Are you going to tell your family members? Are you going to tell your friends? Are you going to tell your coworkers and your boss? You know, are you going to grow a spine this year? Because I know there's plenty of us out there that are listening to this, and probably quite a few of you laughing. Ha 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 ha, it's so funny, this guy's nuts. And there's other ones that say, yeah, but what can I do? Or, all right, I already do a lot. I already, you know, donate to RBN. I've already got a copy of American Freedom to Fascism. Maybe you don't have 9/11 Press for Truth. You know, and it's one thing to have these videos. It's another to make copies or hold screenings and getting your neighbors and your friends involved. How hard is it? I mean, if their house was on fire, wouldn't you let them know? Well, our country is literally in flames right now. Hot, hot flames. Not hot enough to melt steel, of course, or weaken it. But pretty hot. I mean, come on. We are in real trouble. And this isn't going to end with the Bush administration in 2 years. I hate to tell people. You know, it's not. The next president probably isn't going to do much. And speaking of presidents, I would be a fool not to mention that Gerald Ford passed away a couple days ago. Warren Commission, never an elected president, tool of the elite. You know, Gerald Ford, not a good man. Not a good man at all. And I hate to say things like that, but I don't even think Jimmy Carter's a good man. I mean, I see Jimmy Carter parade around, you know, still all about global government and, all right, so there's Habitat for Humanity and blah, 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 blah. But he's not a good guy. He goes to the Bohemian Grove. He fronts for these globalists just like everybody else. So when are we going to get some independent government in there? Seriously. We really need some independent government. We need more and more third-party candidates, and we need them to get moving. And we need them to get moving quick. We need to get behind them. You know, Bob Bowman's trying everything he can, and, you know, I don't think it should be anything short of a miracle for him to get into office. I think that we should be able to do this. But so many people really just are not motivated to get up and do something, to say, you know what, maybe I will start a group. Maybe I will write a newsletter. Maybe I will mass email people. Maybe I will hold a screening. Maybe I will get on the street with a sign and let people know. I mean, I could exercise my First Amendment right? You know, the First Amendment, freedom of speech, choice of religion. All right, we'll see you on the other side. The call-in line is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
From Fox News to the New York Post, and all these lying neocon right-wing news show hosts, Bill O'Reilly makes me nauseous. Hannity and Combs are drones for these greedy corporate monsters. Fitting lies to the public, they love it. Republics intimidated and controlled by color codes, where lie becomes truth and truth becomes myth. Lost in the Rupert Murdoch and Clear Channel abyss. If you don't agree with Bush, then you're unpatriotic. Even if you've never known a man this psychotic, in control of the so-called free and the brave, you become timid and afraid, eager to become slaves. The Patriot Act is good for the people. It's like saying the Bush regime will protect us from evil.
How all right, we are back on RBNLive.com. This is Louder Than Words Radio. I am your host, Jason Burmis. I'd like to give a big up to Danny Romero, who really started this. I want to give big ups to John Statmiller and all of the RBN crew. You can listen at RBNLive.com, or you can listen on shortwave or some AM and FM affiliates out there. RBNLive.com, really, you know, helping to spread the Patriot word. And why don't you go there now and support them by getting, you know, a copy of our movie, a copy of America Freedom to Fascism. They've got some other great Patriot videos on there. But I did promise that I was going to play a new Remo Conscious tune. So, in light of that and the fact that Remo should be calling into the show and I'm going to have him on, I would like to play Time, because it's that time of the year, ladies and gentlemen, when a new year comes upon us and the time is in our hands. So hopefully we'll be bumping that shortly. Enjoy.
What you wanted was love, living in filth, but it's all you know. From the mildew towels and roaches to your rotten soul, holding your kicks, get your picked on. But you remain strong, living in hell, and you refuse to be a victim. Surrounded by pain, pollution, and crime, what you hold in your heart till you put it around. Hoping to tell of a broken home, how you made it out strong through the storm. Of glass pipes and needles drawn, your brother's gone, your sister's next. You get a pain in your chest when you think of the death. You hate life, cause it ain't right. Wide awake, midnight, every day a new fight. What you gonna do in life? You gonna do be a fool and quit school? Work a second job, pursue a new life for you and your daughter. Fatherhood will test you, bring out the best in you. But are you man enough? What do you stand for? What will you tell her when she asks why the world's at war? In a country so rich, why are we poor? Why doesn't mommy live here anymore? You want to keep her safe, away from the killers and the fixed rate. It seems there's no escape. You don't know who the baby sitter really is. Drop the off of daycare, hoping that she lives a life of joy. Unlike yours, you smile on the outside, but your heart's sore. Still dreaming of holding my name and going like you barely got time to sleep. How you got time to write? Now your life still got kinks in it, but your mind still has dreams in it. Years pass, but your pen still got ink in it. You dust the pad off and let your pain sink in it. Cold Brooklyn had time and put the link in it. They made a track that brought you back to the day you first heard words. Dope drums followed by a scratch. But that was 84, 20 years have passed, and now ghost rap on the radio is trash. Plus nobody's heard of you. No time for mic play when each day you're raising a daughter. Paying the rent, electric, gas, food, and water. It's time to take heed to the lessons you taught her. Like,
you can make it if you try, but you ain't gonna fly, reach for the sky.
But tragedy is drastically keeping you down. It's so hard to get your feet off the ground when you're stuck to the streets like blood on the pavement. Scared of a record deal, cause it seems like enslavement. But you just got laid off. It's time it all paid off. Worlds in chaos, pushed. Eight off, you're at every open mic, smoking mics, hoping light will penetrate the shadows, lady, road strike, in your life, devote a night, pin tight, word fight, deadline, stay alive, be strong, this is your time.
All right, we are back, and that was Time, and I believe we have Remo Conscious on the line. Remo, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
I can't complain. I just saw the video for We Know, which I'm uploading right now, and we're gonna listen to a little bit later.
Nice,
And it looks great. It looks great. It looks awesome. I'm sure you're pretty happy with it, too, right?
I'm really happy with it. I'm excited, and... Yeah, I'm really excited about it, and yeah, it's a beautiful thing that it's coming together.
Yeah,
and that video came together so well. So there's
really
a lot of work, a lot of work involved with that, and the guy who did it, Rich Newey, he really busted his, I don't know if I can say it on the line, but he busted his butt, put that thing together, and there's some other people involved with it too, and
awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
Hey, we're gonna come back on the other side, Remo, and we're gonna tell the audience a little bit about yourself, all right?
Okay, great.
All right, cool.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you don't agree with Bush, then you're unpatriotic. Even if you've never known a man, just psychotic in control of the so-called free and the brave. We become timid and afraid, eager to become slaves. The Patriot Act is good for the people. It's like saying the Bush regime will protect us from evil. How many lies can they tell in just 4 years? I say the worst is yet to come, so it's time to prepare. Lies.
All right, we are so back. Live. This is Loud and Words Radio. I'm coming at you from upstate New York in Oneonta, and we are blessed to have the artist that you just heard in that track and the one before that, Time, which is personally my favorite, but the whole album is amazing. Remo Conscious. Remo, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself, where you come from, what you do, you know, your thing.
I'm a hip-hop artist coming out of Oakland, California. Been out here for the last 15, 16 years. I guess, you know, people might label me as a political hip-hop artist, but I do, you know, whatever kind of hip-hop, but my passion is definitely speaking the truth and about issues, social issues, worldly issues, issues that affect each and all of us, if we want to, you know, accept that fact or not. And I make music, MC, and
you make great music.
Oh, thank you. Thank
you. Like, you don't have to be so you don't have to be so modest. And you just dropped an album. Why don't you tell people about that one?
The name of the album is Infiltration. It's on Third Eye Records. Man, it's a little bit of everything. There's definitely some political messages in there, but there's also some, some lyrical hip hop, you know, just straight up MC stuff. I talk about different social issues as well. And I did have help on the album with production. Donna Links, who's a lifetime friend of mine, he laid down actually those two tracks, Lies and Time. He did the beat for those. And also I had help from a guy named Adamatic out of L.A. and another guy out here in Oakland by the name of Seth Spins. And a guy named Dig Dug, too. Really talented people. And, it's just me speaking basically what's on my mind. A lot of the songs are very personal. Time, I mean, that's a very, personal song for me.
It really does come across that way. Some of your songs are very personal. And the great thing about that music is that it can reach other people. You know, it doesn't have to be just political. Like, you know, Time isn't very political, but it really, you know, it shows you, you know, that you only have so much time and you might as well make it worthwhile. And I think it really speaks to people. And plus, your lyricism is amazing. The beat is great. Actually, Remo, we have Richard Nui on the line, and hopefully in the next segment we're going to play track 13 on your album, We Know.
All right.
Which is an awesome track. Richard, are you there?
How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I just heard from Dylan. Thought I'd give you a call real quick.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell people what they can expect from the video?
Well, you know, really, I'm just trying to make an extension of what Remo did lyrically. You know, my visuals very much tie into what he's saying in the music. And you know, we got the help of the Loose Change guys, Dylan Avery, and so forth. And what we did was we basically made it a soundtrack video in a lot of ways. You know, taking images from the documentary, putting them into the video. Doing some really great performance sequences with Remo. We found some great locations up in San Francisco. And then we added on a little twist of a narrative of a, it kind of seems like a presidential assassination, but really we flip it at the end and we reveal he's the guy that the Secret Service takes down is really just a process server, and he's serving the president and the government, and it's the American people versus the U.S. government for crimes basically committed. So it's pretty powerful.
It is a powerful video, and it's a very powerful song. I got callers on the guys, callers on the line, guys, and I didn't really have any before I had you on, Remo, so I'm going to guess that they probably want to talk to you guys. Let's go to Glenn in Pennsylvania. Glenn, are you there?
Sure. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Okay. Listen, I really like the music. That the genre is really going to be useful for today's youth. We want to really get them awake as to what's happening, because they're going to be the ones that pull us up out of the cesspool here. But I call for another reason. RBN is a bright light in the world of, you know, darkness here, and I would like to just remind the listeners that if they're going to be going anywhere this weekend for the New Year's festivities in any big cities, you know, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, or whatever, you really want to watch out for false flag kind of stuff, you know. And if you're going to travel interstate by ground, I would take a bug-out bag with me. And, yes, take firearms with you. Keep them in the trunk. It's legal to transport them from state to state with the McClure-Volkner bill as long as they're in the trunk and accessible to the driver. It's got to, you know, you got to watch yourself and be careful. And I think the 9/11 movement is really starting to pick up some speed here, and I think they're getting afraid. And it could come to a problem, and this would be a perfect time to panic the public. You know, when you're away from home, you're pretty helpless. You know, you're in a motel somewhere, you're at a party somewhere, you can't get home, you're stuck, you know, in a parking lot. People are rioting and looting, you know. Just be careful have a good time, but be vigilant and just know that there are, you know, dark-hearted people out there. And I love the music. It sure brings out that fact, you know.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you for the call, Glenn. There's really nothing wrong with being prepared. And it's always good to have a plan of action. What are you guys doing on New Year's? You guys got big plans?
Man, I don't know. I think I'm going to, I usually take it pretty easy. And, you know, I really don't plan ahead too much as far as New Year's celebrations go. But, yeah, just plan on, you know, just celebrating another day, being alive, and, you know, just looking forward to the future.
Awesome. What about you, Richard? You got big plans?
You know, it's my buddy's birthday every New Year's, so we just usually have a party at his house and hang out and, you know, kind of past the all-night ragers these days. I'm kind of more laid back, but, you know, I'm just looking for a good prosperous 07, you know?
Yeah, I hear you, man. Well, I think 07 is going to be big for this kind of music. I think it's going to be big for the movement in general. I mean, 2006 was just so huge comparatively to the year before it that, you know, I just have high hopes for what we're going to be able to accomplish, and hopefully we're going to be able to break through the mainstream. I was going to ask you, Remo, what's your favorite track on the album? What do you think is the hottest one?
Well, you know, I have love for, you know, everything, really. Obviously, We Know is definitely one of my favorites. I'm as well. Dreams, the first track on the album. Yeah. I really like that one a lot. I really love the music, especially that Don and Link put together. And I don't know. I think it's a toss up between. Just depends on my mood, actually. You know, yeah. But you know, all of them I work, you know, just as hard on every one of the songs.
Exactly.
Maybe a little
There's
harder.
Really no filler in the entire album. Each track is all its own, and I really do like the Boogeyman, which is a throwback to Rapper's Delight.
Oh yeah, definitely. That Curtis Blow. That was kind of my little thing. The Curtis Blow, you know, kind of representing for him. But
you can't forget Land of the Robots, man. That's my favorite.
Land of the Robots is a good one. It's not a bad one. All right, guys, I got other callers on the line. Let's see what Rita in Colorado has to say. Rita, are you there? Are you there, Rita?
Hello?
Yes, Rita, are you there?
Oh, hi, yeah. Wow, I am in a whole lot of snow. I've never seen so much snow. It's just like 4 feet of snow in my driveway, and then I looked on the satellite picture, and there's a cloud of snow coming all the way from the Pacific Ocean to my house in Colorado. It's like all week, and it's like, I mean, you could really be talking to my dark side if you want right now. I mean, I'm just like what I was wanting to talk to Remo and what's his producer's
Richard
name?
Richard is the Richard. Director.
Yeah, Richard's I'm an activist, you know, and I get this feeling sometimes when I see people like they start out sometimes and it's like what you see in other countries and stuff is like you could get into the situation where, I mean, we want to tear it down, we want to tear it down, and then that turns into their whole life, you know, and they can't get out of that thing. And mm-hmm. It's like, we gotta tear it up, but we gotta educate too, you know, we gotta be like to the point where, you know, that thing is bad, but then when we get to the point where we're up against the wall and they want to know what, you know, I mean, we want freedom, you know, we want diversity, we want a decent world, you know,
mm-hmm.
we gotta be able to think clear through that whole thing and not just get to this thing where we're tearing it down and tearing it down and we're in that groove, man. Aren't we cool? We're just tearing it down.
Well, I mean, first of all, I think we have to educate as many people as possible. Second of all, you know, this isn't going to be easy. There are a lot of different ideas of how we're going to get out of this situation. Some people talk about military tribunals and every other thing. And I personally think that, you know, we have to be careful that if 9/11 does come out as an inside job, which I believe it will, that it doesn't lead to global government. That's not the trigger force. And I think that, you know, there are just a whole bunch of separate avenues to do that, and I think one of them is music. I mean, we're really lacking on musicians that are going to tell it like it is right now. There are very few musicians that are politically relevant. And
well,
I think,
you know,
Remo
I liken
is,
it.
Yeah,
right,
I mean,
you know,
I just think Remo is one of the top guys out there right now, and he's got a lot of great things to say.
I liken it to the Vietnam era, you know what I mean? There's so much great music back then, you know what I mean, talking about real things. And I think, we've become a society of consumers, and that is translated into the music. Like, everybody's just talking about how much money they got and how much, you know, especially from the hip-hop source, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, how much bling do I have, how many, what's my
car. It's how many girls are around, what kind of car I'm wearing.
And I'm just so tired. I think it's a big sea change about to happen, you know. I think Remo's leading the way, you know. People are going to start talking about real things.
But that's, you know, that's, I mean, I don't see that in there. I mean, this is a revolutionary situation. We had revolutionary music back there, you know, like one generation got old, one generation got sold, this generation got no destination at all. And that's the feeling I want, but I hear it's like, okay, we got to tear it down. Just tear it down.
Well, let me say this, though, man. You got to realize back in the Vietnam era, none of those criminals got prosecuted, bro. I mean, they walked around until they were dead. I mean, Lyndon Johnson, nothing ever happened to him. There were never any tribunals about the Gulf of Tonkin incident. No one ever brought McNamara to justice. And I'm not down with that. I refuse to let these guys, you know, remain citizens after they're criminals, man. They're mass murderers. So I'm hoping that it's going to be totally different. You know, Vietnam was great for music, but what that era and afterwards, what really happened? Just more corruption. I mean, look at the Iran-Contra affair. I thank you for the call.
Right.
We've got other callers. Yeah, go ahead. You got one last thing to say? No? Maybe? No? Okay. All right, the call-in line is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Before I go to another caller, guys, what do you think the most politically relevant issue is right now?
Man.
So many.
I mean, there's so many. I mean, there's so many things going on right now. It's just it's kind of hard to stay on top of everything, you know, and then you've got the weather that's out of control. I mean, there's just so many things happening. I mean, definitely, of course, the situation in the Middle East is just ridiculous.
I'm sure you guys heard that they hung Saddam this morning.
Yeah.
And you know, I was ranting about this earlier in my show, but, I mean, they basically hung him for a 1982 incursion against the Kurds. You know, it wasn't like they convicted him on anything but that. And that's 21 years earlier than we invaded that nation.
Well, they kept playing that one scene, right, where the guy's like at the podium. He's like, "We got him," and it's like, you know what? You're the ones who put him in power in the first place. You know what I mean? Don't act like you're all high and mighty for a second. You know?
Right.
Well, I forget what year that is. That we have the video of Rumsfeld shaking his hand, but it's
like 76, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be somewhere closer to the time period when he got convicted for a war crime than when we went in and you know, I can't deal with it. We fund and support these guys. We put them there, and then we hang them in public. And I've got to look at the New York Post in the morning that says, "The butcher is dead."
Right.
The butcher
right.
is dead. I mean,
we train the butcher.
Yeah. And, you know, there's definitely some butchers still out there, and, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, let's go.
I don't think I have to say any names, but I think we know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the good thing is that a lot of people are waking up to it, but they don't seem to be waking up to it to where they're going to say, well, you know, I really don't want to send any more of my children or family members or friends to the Middle East. I mean, that idea that we're going to redeploy more troops and then we're going to have a slow pullout is absolutely ludicrous. But
right,
let's go to Benny in Texas. Benny, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, Benny.
Hey, what are we going to do about the 10 million Islamists we got in this country already when they start blowing themselves up all around us if we're not going to do anything to fight them over there? I mean, what are we...
Wait, so this is a disagreement call, correct? This is
well,
one
I'm trying to well, figure I... out where y'all are coming from.
Well, I'll tell you where I'm coming from, man. 1993, do you know about the first World Trade Center bombing?
Oh, yeah. The one
right.
that Clinton
so,
totally ignored?
You know...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he sexed
well, I mean,
his lawyers on him. It was a police thing. We need
to get
the police on these terrorists.
Well, first
with Bill
all,
and Hillary. That's their line because they're lawyers, and they want to keep their lawyers' buddies in plenty of money.
Well, sure, man, but all right. We're no fans of Clinton on this program, first of all, so don't think this is a Democrat or Republican thing. But do you know how that really
works?
Neither
one of them have any wisdom.
Well, you know, absolutely. Well, they're both bought and paid for by the same corporate interests, but another point entirely. Do you realize that the people that carried out that attack were retarded, basically. I mean, their intelligence IQ was below that of a handicapped person. You know that, right?
Well, the way they looked on TV, the ones they confiscated after that, yeah, I'd say you're about right.
Well, I am about right. There's no question about it.
But I don't even think they're still giving IQ tests in America anymore, are they?
I'm not quite sure about that. But that was some...
high school in 69 when we still had real teachers in schools that actually cared about teaching academic subjects instead of philosophy and behavior and moral and value clarification. All
now,
values
now, sir,
they
want
to clarify is the ones that the leftists want you to have in this country.
Are you aware that the FBI, with the help of an Egyptian army officer who infiltrated the group, Ahmed Salam, actually built the bomb that blew up in the World Trade Center? Do you know that?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Well, I mean, you can look into that, and I encourage you to check it out. Okay,
well,
but they had an FBI informant in there named Ahmed Salam, ex-Egyptian army officer, right? Now, he infiltrated this group, admittedly, Muslims that hate us, but they're too stupid to do. They couldn't build the bomb. So the FBI says, you know, we need to build this bomb. Ahmed Salam says, well, why don't we build a fake bomb? That would make sense, correct?
Isn't that the same type of bomb that went off in front of Oklahoma?
we're going to get into the Oklahoma City situation with you, sir, but first, listen, hear me out on this one, okay? So when they actually have the bomb, this guy gets a little scared, Ahmed Salam. He feels like they're setting him up. So he rigs up cameras and camcorders in his house, and he has the FBI, the head of the FBI in New York, the deputy director, on tape telling him to go through with the bombing. Now, they actually rented the truck that these guys actually use, the FBI did. Okay, they get in there, and they park the thing not against the main support column because they're retarded. And that's why we didn't have that building topple over. The whole thing was provocateured by the FBI. 9/11 itself, there is no way that 19 Muslim hijackers orchestrated by Osama bin Laden from a cave actually did this. Benny, I want you to hold over. We're going to play We Know on the other side. And I hope that you do hold over and you talk to Remo and Richard and I. We'll see you on the other side. This is Louder Than Words Radio.
Lies, it's all lies, everything they say.
All right, we are back. This is Louder Than Words Radio, and I'm going to get to it early because we have a disagreeing caller on the line. I love having disagreeing callers on the line. But before that, we are going to play Remo Conscious's We Know. Remo, why don't you give us a little intro, and then we'll play the song.
Yeah, this is We Know off the album Infiltration, and this is a song that talks about the horrific events of 9/11.
Mm-hmm. And Richard, when can we expect to see a full version of the video up online?
Actually, I am finishing the last little bits of it here, and it's gonna be on YouTube as of tomorrow.
Excellent, excellent. So I'm sure we'll have a link to that on Third Eye Records, probably on loosechange911.com, where you can watch our documentary about 9/11 for free, and I encourage Benny to go there. But let's play the tune. This is We Know.
On September 11th, the world saw the evils of man.
We all know where you're going. We know that you're out there. You can't hide forever. We know that you're out there.
It was a September morning when America was tricked by sick men with strict plans to create conflict and get rich by any means, even if it meant death for innocent civilians. The stage was set for a new American century where world domination is motivation enough for the tower's cremation. Complete obliteration for all to see. A public execution on live TV. Programmed to strike fear in the young and the old who naively trade freedom for government controls. Thinking the system will keep them safe from terror. But truth is, they're the killers and the pallbearers. The masses of deception all running the globe. They're like souls, solar suns, and daughters for black gold. In full attack mode, it's the final push for the Reichstag. Was for Hitler, 9/11 is for Bush.
We all know where you're going. We know that you're out there. You can't hide forever. We know that you're out there.
Think Operation North was in 62. Evidence there's no limit to the evil they'll do. They plan to blow up planes and blame it on Cuba. They think conspiracy theory all a rumor. So why would it be difficult to believe that these parasitical thieves live just like fleas?
Surviving off the blood of murder civilians. They smile and praise Jesus like schizocomians. This ain't a war on terror, it's a war on truth. I believe Osama did it when he showed me the proof. Those who could have made it happen worked on the inside. Who called Willie Brown and warned him not to fly? This was domestic terrorism at its highest level. For Cheney, Ross failed in league with the devil. Born Unicow, Halliburton, and more. Corporate mercenaries benefiting from war.
We all know where you're going, so we know that you're out there. You can't hide forever, so we know that you're out there. And we know.
For you puppet journalists, you spew fiction as fact, and very lies was told to invade Iraq and Afghanistan. You're a part of the scam that allows the carnage of child, woman, and man. The 9/11 Commission's rendition of truth is fiction. Tower 7 ain't mentioned. Why the omission of his controlled demolition? Silver seems to pull it. There's more spin on your book than that magic bullet. From Pennsylvania to the lawn of the Pentagon, the con's on. You can't pawn the things wrong like Python that spawned another Saigon. For cash, oil profits soar. There's rockets crash it with a high-bound genocide plan from the inside. No rad, let it fly. Push K to ISI. CIA, FBI, got the world terrorized. Realize, don't justify globalized homicide. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
All right, unfortunately, we had to fade out on that song at the very end. But an amazing track. So, Rima, when did you put that one together?
Man, that was the last song I completed for the album, and I guess it was, say, about 4 months ago, 3 months ago, something like that.
Well, it's a very powerful track, and I'm interested to know if Benny from Texas is still on the line. Benny, are you there?
Yeah, I believe awesome. In homeschooling, man. I don't believe in public schools, universities, or any other institutions of lower learning they have nowadays.
Well,
homeschooling is the best schooling you can do, providing you have parents that grew up in the 50s and 60s.
Well, I don't disagree that you should be the one with the most influence on your kids, and you know that you should be a homeschooler. Obviously, you're a pretty conservative guy, I would guess, right?
I'm very conservative. That's where you got me wrong. I tuned into your station and started listening in the North Central Texas area here because I finally just discovered it. And I really wanted to know, listen long enough to just see where the station came down. I mean, I didn't know if you really were going to speak truth or a bunch of hypothetical conjecture, which I hear a lot of on this station, and it's music and words. But also I wanted to know if you really wanted to, you know, have something to say that people want to really hear and latch on to.
Well, have you seen Loose Change, sir? Have you ever heard of Loose Change, first of all?
Never.
All right. Well, Loose Change is basically a documentary. It's about 90 minutes long that challenges the official version of events on 9/11. I've toured the country with it. I've debated people who oppose my opinion, such as the authors of debunking 9/11 myths.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Mechanics.
Is it based on fact or is it hypothetical conjecture, sir?
This is everything I am telling you right now is all documented, mainstream media, all real science, and I encourage you to go watch this movie for free. You got broadband at home, Benny?
Yeah.
All right. So you go to loosechange911.com. Right on the front page, you can download the movie for free and watch it. And I'm going to tell you right now, no matter what political end you're on, whether you're behind Bush or not, I want you to know that you're going to have a lot of questions about 9/11. And by the way, man, if you're a Christian, I'm guessing you're a Christian too. You're listening to this network and you're a conservative, right?
Absolutely. And
all
that's
right.
I'm with you. I know this world is going wrong. I know both sides Democrats and the Republicrats are both the same. They're both globalist parties that want this one world government to come about.
Sure.
I'm with you all the way on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to hear, what I need to hear is where the basis from which this station is broadcasting. What is the true statement that we're broadcasting here on?
I can't tell you that I agree with everything on this network. You know, a lot of the talk show hosts, I don't agree with a lot of what they say. A lot of it I don't agree with. But
well, that's just like the regular stations. In that respect, except you know. At least you are raising some issues, and the others are just on one side of the political spectrum or the other, and that's where they stay because they both meet in the middle, and that's where they want to govern from. We need a revolution in this country. We need a revolution.
Well, I think we need a reformation, man. I don't think a revolution is going to do anything. I mean, I think we need a reformation of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. We need our First Amendment back. I mean,
when you have a free speech zone
anywhere, that's ridiculous.
How are we going to do anything with a Supreme Court that upholds throwing school prayer out of public school in 62, passing tax-paid abortion on us in 73, siding with lesbians and gays all the last 25 years, where they're all in our faces now and running everything in sight, and then the feminists want to come in and take the authority away from a man, even his own home.
I can't say I agree with everything you said right there. But at the same time, I think the biggest issue right now is false flag terror. You mentioned the Oklahoma City bombing. That's a total op. Okay, you want to talk about real Middle Easterners being involved in a bombing in this country? That was the one. I mean, they detained 12 members of the Iraqi Republican Guard right afterwards.
I'm convinced there's so much out there.
Benny, I'm going to have to let you go because, I want to go over with Remo.
Do you think that we don't know that you're up to no good when you're telling lies?
We are back. This is Louder Than Words Radio. And unfortunately, I had to let Benny go because I could have talked to him for the rest of the hour. But for those of you out there who doubt me and doubt what I say, I'm telling you right now, go to www.loosechange911.com. Watch the film for free. You know, we put it out there to as many people as humanly possible so that you can check out what we're saying. We're not just making this stuff up. It's real important issues. It's stuff that you're not going to see on the mainstream media. And, you know, that's why we support artists like Remo Conscious, that you can get his album, The Infiltration, at Third Eye, IIsInTheLetterRecords.com. That's ThirdEyeRecords.com. And Rich is telling me that the video is going to be up on YouTube tomorrow, so let's make it as big as possible. Let's post it on 9/11 Blogger. Let's get it out to the alternative community. Richard, what are you going to be doing after this? I know that you taped some stuff in L.A. during the protests.
We actually have a lot of footage that I haven't used. I was contemplating maybe even taking another track, you know, after talking to Remo and possibly making something for Dreams. I don't know.
Oh man, yeah.
we got a lot of footage. So
I gotta say something about Rich. This man is an incredible director. I mean, when he, when we went out for the video shoot, I didn't know what to expect. And this guy took control of the situation, and, man, his vision is just incredible. I mean, you see it when you see the video. I mean, when I saw it for the first time, I was just like, wow. I mean, he really – it's professional work. I mean, it's polished, and it's – man, I can't say enough about you, Rich, and your work, and I'm glad that, you know, we definitely connected.
Oh, yeah, man, it's been a blast. Like, I told Remo from the start, you know, it's just inspiring when you get, you know, the creativity that can spawn when you really have a passion for something is just incredible. And then when two people get together and collaborate on something, it goes to a whole other level. So,
Your video complements the song so well. And like you said, it is so professionally done and well polished. And really, it deserves to be because Remo's album is so well polished. I mean, I was listening to a couple other rap albums the other day, and really, the production value, Remo, you're the man. You're the man. You made sure everything was perfect.
Oh, thank you. You know, I do my best. You know, I'm never totally happy with anything.
That's a true artist, my friend. That's a sign of a true artist.
Right. But you know, I am happy with the album, definitely, and I hope that the message comes across. I hope people learn from it just like they learned from the Loose Change movie, which has to be seen. I mean, to me, that is the ultimate – it's the most powerful movie – I've ever seen, and it's definitely motivated people in this country, I mean, it's a revolutionary movement. You know, I mean, what you guys have put together is just, it's phenomenal. And it just goes to show what, you know, people can do. Everybody can do something, you know, even if it's just a little bit. Everybody has, you know, something that they can do, something to contribute to the movement, you know, to a revolutionary movement, to getting the truth out there, to getting people, you know, to think about, you know, something. And, you know, alternative thinking is definitely what we need in this country. And with so many people so hooked on television and the stuff that they're feeding, you know, to us, I mean, man.
What's the worst thing on TV right now, both of you?
The worst thing on TV, man.
Absolute worst thing.
I think anything reality-based at this point, honestly. I can't stand that stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, the sensationalized
Flavor of Love isn't getting you going.
Yeah, you know what I mean. The sensationalized reality. It's all scripted at the end of the day. You know, I work in this business, and I got a lot of friends that do a lot of this reality. And you know, there are a couple projects that are decent. You know, good reality shows, but the majority of that stuff is just so scripted. I mean, it's I don't know. It's.
What do you think, Remo?
Man, to be honest with you, and I'm serious. I don't really watch much television at all. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll turn it on at the end of the night. I will watch South Park. you know, I have to admit, I do watch South Park. Uh-huh. I don't agree with everything, but
of course not.
South Park. But you know, it's entertaining, and I don't know. I can't really say.
There's some socio-political commentary in it, at least, too. You know, the only thing I really watch religiously anymore, other than the Knicks that are absolutely awful. Is animation. You know, it's The Simpsons, it's South Park, it's Family Guy,
right.
It's American Dad. Because
right.
even if you don't agree with what they have to say, at least they're commenting on society in a way that our mainstream media seems to refuse to.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Well put.
And don't forget about Robot Chicken.
No, Robot Chicken's off the chain. You're right. I just got the first season DVD. And especially for us geeks that grew up in the 80s, man. I mean, show was perfect for 80s kids, man. You see everything from the Care Bears to Star Wars, to Voltron being parodied on there, to the Super Friends.
Right.
Just every you know, pop culture thing we were fed to in our brains. And it is sometimes political. All right, I got a couple more callers on the line, so let's go to Donna in Massachusetts. Donna, are you there? No? No Donna?
Hello, Jason.
Hey,
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. I'm encouraged by... what you and Richard and Remus are discussing. I was also I'm a veteran of the first Gulf War, so mm-hmm. I found a little later in life than you guys what's really going on. I was very suspicious about the oil fires, and I found out what really happened. And I mean, I'm just glad to be tuned in to the truth. And the truth is the only thing I can tolerate anymore. but it's the only thing I can tolerate. I don't have time for anything else. Okay. Up here in Boston, December 16th, I don't know if you're aware of it, I was also encouraged by a bunch of people who got together, and they commemorated the Boston Tea Party.
Sure. John Golden.
By throwing, you know, copies of the official 9/11 commission report into the bay,
which was
a beautiful thing. It's just a beautiful thing. And these people, you know, all ages, you know,
the only place they did it, right? They did it all over the place. I believe California did it. Boston, obviously, the most vocal because that's where the original Tea Party actually took place. But this is all over YouTube.
Right.
I encourage people to check it out.
Yeah, they dressed up in revolutionary garb and everything.
Wow.
And you know, the continental era garb and... you know, just like the original Sons of Liberty, and they went and threw the stuff in the water. It was a fabulous thing. And, you know, those things open up a lot of eyes, and I do believe that we are in a situation today where we have to be willing, like Aaron Russo says, we have to be willing to participate and support these acts of disobedience, because this is the only thing that will start turning this tide around, this tide of abuse against citizens and so forth. I have a son who's in the Army right now, and we had a long discussion about all of this. And I did tell him, I said, you took an oath to support this Constitution. And I said, what happens when your commander-in-chief is in total disobedience to the Constitution, is in violation, then what do you do? And he told me right to my face, then I support the Constitution, no ifs, ands, or buts, no matter what happens to me. And I said to him, son, I am so proud of you. And that's what all of us, whether we are in the civilian sector, or we are you know, or in a state job, cops, military, that's what people must start doing. And the military, many military people are being turned on to what is actually happening, and are in total disagreement with what this commander-in-chief is commanding them to do. And I just hope enough of them go adverse to what this commander-in-chief is telling them to do, especially in regards to Iran, and just say,
well,
no,
totally
we're not going to do this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Donna, and I thank you for the stories, because they're great stories. They're encouraging stories. They're letting you know that the next generation is waking up, and that the older generation, along with the next generation, are getting out there and doing things like the Boston Tea Party. And, I mean,
right.
That wasn't the only one. Like I said, it's all over the place. And that's the kind of activism that we really need. So
we
let's
do.
Go to, yes? Let's go to DM in California. DM, are you there?
I'm here. Yes, yes, I'm here. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, excellent, excellent. Yeah, I bet you through the conversation, there's a lot of ground that we can cover in terms of, you know, what we have in mutual, because there's a lot of different important points that are coming up here. But I think it's good that you got Remo on the line here and having him on your show, because I think what this represents and going ahead and infusing hip-hop into this conversation directly is a major thing, because I think hip-hop is a big key to the development of not only this country, but then the world and the direction of the world. You know, and I'm speaking to you from the aspect, because I've been born and raised in Los Angeles my whole life, right? And so I'm a hip-hop, I'm an MC, been MCing ever since I can remember. And growing up, like, in between, like, Linwood and Compton, I seen when N.W.A. hit the block and then the effect that it had around certain people, like, in my environment. I never bought it and bought into that, but I've always more been into, like, the, you know, more the conscious flavor of hip-hop, you know. And I never made that myself when Pac and Biggie kind of took over the whole thing. From the consciousness level, you know what I'm saying, and then how they took it to the ballerism and the diamonds and kind of make that take over, and that's the image that's being sold to the people. But
even Tupac, you know, in his later years, at least started to talk about politics and interviews before, you know, he was assassinated and everything else. And I would say that, you know, I forget what the movie is about him. Tupac Resurrection.
Yeah. See, I talk about Pac from a certain aspect. I know you got those different components, how people tie in the whole how his mother was involved with the Black Panthers and all that. But most people, they're not, hold on to the next side.
All right, DM, I thank you for the call, and I hope to call in next week. All right, we're going to return with your callers in Remo Conscious and Richard Newey.
Truth dying, mothers crying, still trying to cope while you're denying that the dangers from Iraq were the hoax. You're not a man of the people, just a product of evil. Greed, power, and God, a combination that's lethal. So deceitful is criminal, but soon the truth will rise. Lies.
All right, we are back. This is Louder Than Words Radio, coming at you from upstate New York in Oneonta. Where is the snow? Huh? Christmas time, no snow, nothing.
If I could, I just want to kind of go back to what DM was saying, and Connor from LA. I appreciate him calling in. Yeah, definitely hip-hop is, you know, I've got to say this, you know, not that I'm a hip, only because I'm a hip-hop artist, but I really do feel like that rap music in general does have a huge influence on the youth. I mean, it's a very powerful medium, and so many kids from all walks of life,
all income levels, from the ghettos to the suburbs, you know, listen to hip hop music. And I feel like, and I get it. I get messages from all kinds of people, you know, young and old, you know, about my music, and that's really encouraging. And like we were talking about, he was talking about Tupac and Biggie, and you know, Tupac, he definitely had political aspirations, and if he was alive today, I'm sure, you know, he wanted to do a lot of different things. He was always involved with community and charity, stuff like that. But I know that he had aspirations for community houses and setting up like 800 number for trouble teens, stuff like that. So he was definitely involved, and it's unfortunate that his life is over, because he could have definitely done.
Who would be some of your other big influences, Remo?
Well, I mean, there's so many. Early on, I'd have to say Rakim. He's just like a lyrical genius. Paris. I love Mos Def stuff. Talib Kweli, that whole camp over there. There's so many. I mean, Richard Pryor. You know, a lot of people don't realize how political he was, but he was a very political cat. Not only
he was very cutting edge.
Very cutting edge. Gil Scott-Heron for sure. Man, there's just so many. I know when I hang up with him, I'm like, oh, damn, you know. But
Richard, you know, I was going to ask you, what kind of directors, you know, you're an upcoming director, and when people see this music video, hopefully you're going to be able to do some more music videos with higher profile people. I mean, it's excellent. Who are some of your heroes in the film biz?
Ah, man, there's so many. I mean, from a film standpoint, definitely Terry Gilliam's probably my favorite director. 12 Monkeys is just definitely my favorite movie by far. Scorsese, you know. I mean, The Departed was just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, from a music video standpoint, you know, I've been doing this for, you know, 4 or 5 years now, and, there's a lot of big guys that I've worked with.
Oh, yeah? Such as?
Artist-wise, yeah. I mean, I've done, you know, Nappy Roots, Bone Thugs, Phil Collins.
Awesome.
Aguilera.
Collins, huh?
Yeah, I did some out in Switzerland with Bone Thugs and Phil Collins together, actually.
No kidding. That's pretty cool.
Wild. Yeah, but from a director standpoint, music video-wise, I mean, you know, people like David Fincher and Spike Jonze and Michel Gondry, and I mean, all those guys started from a music video background, and I mean, now they're doing just huge things.
Those guys, and they tell compelling stories, that matter. That exactly, that make you think, that think outside the box. I mean, Fight Club is probably my all-time favorite flick.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, thrillers or dramas or whatever you want to categorize that movie, and it's just totally amazing, just visually and the story. It's awesome.
And all those guys, I mean, what makes them stand out is they have a distinct visual style. I mean, you could look at a film and know it's a Fincher film. You could look at a Michel Gondry movie and know it's Michel Gondry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So those guys, I think that's what makes them stand out the most, is that they have the style that's all their own.
All right, I got a couple more callers on the line. Let's go to Carol in Idaho. Carol, are you there?
So
Carol, are you with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, sure.
All right, I just want to commend all of you young men. It's so exciting to see the younger generation coming on board, using their talents for things that really matter in steering our nation in the right direction and preparing some kind of decent future for their children and grandchildren as they come up. So I just want to thank you. You know what, though? I dialed in about 15 minutes ago or more when you were talking. You mentioned about what's on TV, and you asked your two guests there, you know, what they thought was the worst on TV.
Sure.
I want to say that I tune in some of those sitcoms, have for years, for the humor that is presented. I'll name just a couple. Seinfeld. Now, whoever their writers are, they are excellent. There's real humor. It's not just slapstick kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. At least I appreciate that kind of humor. The only major complaint I would have, of course, is that it seems like all their humor has to center around sex, and I don't understand why that has to be.
Have you seen Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David's other project on HBO?
Have I?
Oh, you know, I have seen that, and that is excellent.
That's amazing. It's better than Seinfeld, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's kind of like if you took George, only the guy who really George is based on, and you really, I don't know, the humor in that, although a lot of it is based on sex, sure, But, I mean, it's just, you know, petty little things, and I think that show is genius.
Yeah. Well, there's another show that I really enjoy, and that is, presently, Two and a Half Men. However,
with Charlie.
Pardon me?
With Charlie Sheen.
You betcha. 9/11 Truther. And I want to talk about Charlie. Do I have enough time for a minute?
Sure,
or two?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, I hope that this, my comment and our little conversation here, I would love to think that it might even reach as far as Hollywood.
Hold on 1 minute. We'll come back to you on the other side, Carol. We're still with Remo and Richard, and we're Louder Than Words Radio. See you then.
Lies. Lies.
All right, we are back. This is Louder Than Words Radio, and Carol in Idaho, continue.
Yes, thank you. About Charlie Sheen, we all probably agree he's a marvelous actor and comedian, and I commend him, and I was so thrilled when he came out and told some of the truth about 9/11. All I would say to Charlie Sheen and his producers or writers or whatever is, Americans can enjoy humor. We don't need everything to settle down into the lowest level of human living, you know, with, you know what I'm talking about. I think that there can be humor, and we're all big enough to see reality in life, but it doesn't have to be dragged through the mud. Now, we got a little boy on there about 12 years old, and I keep thinking that those writers, and I'm sorry about Charlie Sheen that he doesn't see that to be a free nation, we've got to be a godly nation in some way. And so I would like to see Charlie Sheen talk to his producers and say, look, let's scrap this low-level, sex-minded script all the time and not take that little 12- or 13-year-old boy and let him appeal to all other American 12- and 13-year-olds that are going to think that everything has to be free and loose sexually. You see what I'm trying to say?
Sure. It's a great point, Carol, and I thank you for your call.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ruthlyn in Virginia. Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Sure.
Fantastic. I must say that the larger appeal to Loose Change is not only, you know, it's Dylan narrating it, but it's also, more importantly, I think it is the soundtrack. I think
yeah.
that appeals, it can appeal to youth. It can appeal to, I've been all black, and appeal to, and I think it's like the going back to the original, you know, people that Remo mentioned.
Ruthlyn, we're going to have to let you go because you keep fading out. All right, let's go to DM called back from California. DM.
Yes, yes, I appreciate you taking my call back. You hear me all right?
Sure.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to finish, like, kind of two things. For one, I just wanted to kind of polish up and actually finish off what I was saying about Pac, because I understand that he had a revolutionary component to him and also in his upbringing. But my whole point is that's not really what caught on the streets. What caught on the streets was basically like the thug life concept that was tattooed on the abdomen, and that's what I'm seeing replicated and duplicated amongst in the hood from where I am, like in Los Angeles area. So I was talking about that idea. I know he had other concepts, but the thug life stuff is what took off in terms of what has really got things into the people's behavior and how they're acting out here on these city streets. The last caller kind of touched upon something I was thinking about before, which is, you know, like the soundtrack, the Loose Change, and the overall vibe that comes across with Loose Change. I think that's very powerful, and I think that's a good thing. And I think some people out there, that might be some of the source of why, because I'm seeing that some people like to try to give Loose Change, you know, give you guys problems. You know, they come up with trying to talk about Loose Change, like people within the, you know, within the 9/11 Truth movement or whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think there might be some envy in there because I think you guys encapsulate something within that, and it's a vehicle to communicate with a certain crowd that they maybe they don't feel they can reach them. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely.
And, And I think that's the source of it. I was sitting back meditating on that because I listen to RBN. You know, I listen to your show. I check out a wide variety of shows on RBN. So I definitely have a, you know, give a big up and a shout out and appreciation to John Stadtmiller for having your show on and a lot of these other shows because the programming is superb. And but I went to like one of the Patriot meetings, and I'm like one of the only people there that's in our particular generational age bracket because most of the people there is like, you know, they like 80, you know what I'm saying? It's 80 and 70, but it's good to be able to bring these generations together. I see that, but I definitely see that there's a need to infuse more of the youth and some of the other brackets and bring them all to the same table. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's
absolutely. DM, I thank you for the call. Remo, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the fact that you came down to New York City this year for the anniversary. What was that like?
Man, that was incredible. I mean, first of all, it was very deep. I mean, just to see all the, you know, people who obviously lost people on 9/11. I mean, that was it was sad. It was very sad. But the encouraging thing was all the people that actually came out to support the this ulterior movement, you know, this revolutionary movement to get the 9/11 story, the official story, looked into. I mean, you guys, I don't know how many people with your T-shirts were out there collectively. I mean, from young to old, all races. I mean, that was huge. It was powerful. And
it really was. I mean,
was
I thought, yeah, I mean, I was loving that. And, I mean, you were there at the hall the night before, too, with Immortal
right.
Technique's performance, which was really
right.
just great and off the chain.
Right.
And just to see a room full of 1,000 people and knowing more people were going to show up the next day, all for the same goal, whether we agreed on everything or not, or we had the same religious or political beliefs, we do know that 9/11 was an inside job and a lie,
right.
and we were willing to come together. And it was probably the biggest moment of my life.
Yeah, I mean, it was incredible. It really was. I'm glad that I came out for that.
So I got to ask both of you, what do we do next year? What's 2007 hold for the truth movement? Any ideas?
Well, I guess we just got to keep on doing what we're doing and, you know, maybe take it to that next level. It seems like it's like a wildfire. It's caught on now and, you know, there's no stopping it. It seems like the momentum is picking up and, man, it can only spread more. It's only going to get bigger and there's nothing that they can do to stop it. So.
I mean, I agree with that. Go ahead, Rich.
I think the key is just to really get people to do the things that we're doing, you know what I mean, to get more people to do this kind of thing. Like, you know, before listening to Remo's music, I mean, I was definitely an advocate, but, you know, I was kind of sitting back at home, like, well, what can I do, you know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
I reached down and I said, okay, well, this is what I do for a living. You know, how can I incorporate that? And linking up with Remo, you know, we've done a small little thing here that hopefully will do a lot. And I think if more people can kind of figure out what they do and contribute, you know, I think it's like
exactly.
It's definitely the track that we need to be on. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We need to be on that track. Let's go to a couple more callers. Let's go to Mike in Maryland. Mike, are you there?
Yes. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
I'll maybe talk about it. I'm trying not to bounce around too much, but possibly why the youth of today aren't as vehemently anti-war as my generation is. I'm 54, is we don't have a draft. So
not
if you
yet.
Don't have a draft,
right.
loom, not yes, yet is an acronym for you're entitled to.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have that hanging over their heads. And I think with the economy being the way it is, I think a lot of them are preoccupied with just trying to get by. So
right.
I don't want to be too hard on anybody. But I like talking about movies. I'm a movie fan, but I'm very, very picky. I think 95% of the stuff that comes out of Hollywood is just pure garbage.
Sure.
With that being said, they had this one guy that made the rounds on the alternative media, i.e. GCN and RBN Live and a couple of other stations. He put together this documentary that really sounded good, and I'm kicking myself in the behind for never getting the number and ordering it. But he talks about how the entertainment industry is utilized to propagandize and brainwash the American public, like
mm-hmm.
promoting the agenda of the UN and other things. And the guy really was very articulate and very well spoken and documented how entertainment, everything from cartoons to movies, are used to condition people and mind control them. And you, and so with that being said, if I was going to make a video, I would make one that, that shows examples like that. But he went more into brainwashing. But for, and here's a movie that I think is a classic case of brainwashing, of conditioning people. And the one you mentioned is The Fight Club. Because notice on The Fight Club, early in the movie, they talk about how Americans are materialistic, and then mention the price of this guy's stuff and his
sure.
townhouse, and then how we need to denigrate or downgrade our standard of living, and how the fact that, you know, the self-destructive nature of them crashing in the car and fighting each other, and, you know, of how the denigration of the white male in the society. And also, if you notice at the end, the building's going down in a controlled mm-hmm. demolition.
Sure.
So it was like it's conditioning us for 9/11, also 12.
Well, all right. Like, here's my view on that. All right, I read the book too, and I think it's totally anti-New World Order. I would have to disagree with you. If you look at it, I mean, it shows what kind of a society we live in through the main character with his obsession with trinkets. You know, he's going through and he needs the little yin-yang table because it's clever, and he needs the exercise equipment because it's trendy. And I think it's more of a movie to get away from that kind of materialistic, consumerist lifestyle. And, yeah, you know, it is all white male. There are a couple black people in it, but I see where you're coming from in that. And I think the violence is more kind of as a metaphorical tool to show you to break out of that mold. I mean, they show... I don't know, man. They show just such a different perspective on the world and how, you know, the workers of the world, you know, need to be counted no matter how much they're left out, and that they can organize and that they can have power. So, I mean, I'm a big Fight Club fan.
Well,
big Fight Club fan, sure.
Well, it's an interesting movie, but I've got a completely different take on it than you. Maybe if I read the book, I might have a different view on it. But it just seems like to me that you have this it's like the main characters are – or surrogates for the New World Order of diminishing American culture and American society and an American standard of living. And so it's like it's conditioning us to accept, which is
well, I think at that point already
you
are
happening right now,
though, man. I mean, but at that point, I'm thinking, you know, we're already at that consumerist point where it's like, this is it. And, you know, we're already there. And I think that, you know, the end where he actually shoots himself in the face, I think that's, you know, the death of that kind of a thought process. In the movie, you know, he's a schizophrenic. He has to separate himself into these two separate worlds, these almost
sure.
opposites of each other. I don't know. I had a long discussion with Alex Jones about the flick out in Chicago, and he had some interesting stuff to say. Mike, I thank you for the call. Always interesting to talk about movies.
Thank you.
What do you guys think, Remo? What do you think about Fight Club?
You know, I thought it was an entertaining movie. I definitely liked the movie. To be honest with you, I didn't go that deep with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, you got me curious. I think I got to check it out again.
Yeah,
well, I mean, if you look
amazing,
at it, it's all subliminal. I mean, when you first are introduced to Tyler Durden, you're not really even introduced to him. He comes up in four or five pop shots where you have to freeze the frame, and they're always really bizarre or funny. And it's about this, you know, dark, I guess this person and his dark personality that he doesn't even really know about. You know, he's in this, you know, brainwashed consumer state, and he gives it all up. So
right.
I don't know. What do you think, Rich? I think
you're 100% right. I mean, I think you're 100% right. It definitely ousts the whole way the majority of society is going in this whole consumerism. And I mean, in getting back to what he was saying about the Hollywood system and stuff, I mean, you got to think about it. The majority of this world is owned by three corporations now. You know what I mean? It's like GE, Viacom, and what's the other one? You know what I mean? Like, they basically run every other company in the world, or at least
yeah.
in the United States.
No,
so,
you're right. Even Ted Turner's out there talking about that. I think AOL Time Warner is another one of the
yeah, that's the third. That's probably the third
yeah.
one, yeah. And you got to think that a lot of, I mean, I think there's ways that people can break out of you know, like there's certain movies, like Fight Club is a good example of breaking from the norm. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean, and you know, Syriana and a lot of these other good movies, Good Night, Goodbye, or what's the Clooney one?
Good Night and Good Luck.
Yeah, Good Night and Good Luck. I mean, you know, a lot of those are really great and break out of the mold, but you know, I think a lot of them do kind of conform to this way the world is kind of running, unfortunately.
Yeah, it is very unfortunate. Let's take another call. Let's go to Matt in Texas. Matt, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I just got to get used to the RBN phones. I did want to make a comment on Fight Club, but first I haven't thanked you yet for sending us those sweatshirts. We've been wearing them downtown here in Austin, and
awesome.
We've got people running up to us saying, "Hey, where'd you get those?" Telling us they just saw the movie and it blew their mind, and like their whole worldview has changed now. But as far as Fight Club, like the previous caller had said that it may have a negative underpinning on it or something. But to me, you know, the aspect of the fighting and all that, I don't think that's so much negative. I think that's more like, you know, showing that we need. I think everybody should get in a fight and once in their life and experience what it's like to stand up for themselves. Not so much just for the purpose of fighting, but to have that mental, be on that mental level where you're not in fear, and not so much just for physical confrontation, but more on the mental level, because you know the character was so into his material fake, you know, existence and everything, and it's almost like everyone has that inside of us, and we've blocked that off in a separate part of our brain that our basic human instincts we've purposely, you know, taken them out of our consciousness, and you know, I mean, there's so many different levels on Fight Club, and I was gonna use that to segue to what I think we should all do for 2007 would be to be a nonviolent, somewhat destructive or illegal Project Mayhem type operation where we need to all.
We do need a Project Mayhem operation. I totally agree.
Me and my friends all call it that as far as activism, but sort of in a joking way. But I'm not advocating, you know, like taking out a Starbucks with a big piece of artwork. But as far as doing banner drops and stuff like that, or, you know, we need to take it to the next level because, you know, at the beginning of 2006, I was telling everybody that this needs to become the year that this becomes trendy, and we need, you know, questioning the
government. And it did a little bit, you know.
Look what we did in New York. I mean, if you would have told me in 2005 that was going to happen, I never would have believed it. Mm-hmm. But I think we've been somewhat successful in making it trendy this year. And 2007, and we just need to take it up like two or three, maybe four notches, because really, you know, I've come to the realization that if we don't succeed, we have to succeed, and we have to, you know, get the youth involved even further. And you guys have done probably the greatest job of that with the movie and the whole feel of the movie with the soundtrack and everything. And making this, because I noticed some of the other callers were saying that this movement has traditionally been like, you know, 50 plus as far as the age group.
Well, we need to break out of that.
Well, yeah, and
you
we
know?
Are. We are breaking out of it. And like I said, when I came to New York, it was like a whole new world, because down here, you know, in Austin, it's more the old school, you know, truth movement of like the old school, like, you know, back in the Clinton days, the Christian movement, all that. And there's nothing wrong with that, and I totally agree with that, but not everybody identifies with that. And when I came to New York, it was a completely different universe. It was nobody was over 25 or 30 years old, you know. And that was great, really.
Yeah, it was. It was. I totally agree with you, Matt. Matt, I hope you have a happy new year. I thank you for calling in. Enjoy the sweatshirts.
No,
if there's anything else I can send you, you know, if you need some DVDs to hand out, you know, give me an email and we'll definitely do that.
All right. Thanks, Jason.
Before we go over to the next break, we've got a final 10 minutes with Remo and Richard. I'd just like to plug Resistance Radio starting at 10 p.m. January 7th.
They say milk to the body good. How so? It causes disease. Don't trust me? Read about BGH and RGF-1. The dairy industry has a stricken poison. Got milk? Better yet, how about? Got cancer? Got a sick prostate? And you're looking for answers? And why we trust the FDA to protect us? These mad cows are milking us all the way to the bank. From cell phones to pharmaceuticals. Children force vaccinations that carry plague and chemicals. Corporate don't push drugs.
We are back. This is Louder Than Words Radio, and we are on our final segment. We were hoping to get you scream on the bumper, but we're just going to have to wait till next week. But if you want to listen to some of Remo Conscious' stuff, you can go to Third Eye, I as in the letter, thirdeyerecords.com, and go pick up The Infiltration. I thank you guys so much for being on the show and bearing with me for 90 minutes. Anything you guys want to say?
I just want to say to Remo, man, dude, keep doing what you're doing, man. I'm glad I could be a part of it.
Oh, yeah. Everybody go to richnewey.com. You can see some great work. This man is world-class. And, man, it's my pleasure, man. I'm glad that we connected for sure.
Definitely. And you guys, we're going to see this video up on YouTube tomorrow. We're promising my audience, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's what I want to hear.
You can search for it under Remo Conscious or search for it under We Know. You should be able to find it.
Well, I'm telling you, as soon as you post it up, we're going to be posting it up on loosechange911.com. We're hoping all you info warriors out there are going to get it out to Alex Jones at InfoWars. We hope we're going to see it at 9/11 blogger. Hopefully you're going to start doing your rounds on the Patriot radio shows and make it to the regular DJs all over the world, Remo, because this album is just too good and too important to pass by.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, it speaks for itself, Remo. Why don't you close it out with some words of wisdom for us?
People, we got to come together. We got to rise up. We've got to demand the truth, nothing less. The future depends on it.
It absolutely depends on it. And, Remo, you're a family man. I know that that's a big concern to you, and you really do care about this country. You care about your friends. You care about your life. And you're a hard worker, man, and you've been in this game for a while. You're really diligent, and I feel like this is going to be where you take off, and this is where you deserve to take off. It's the right time. It's the right moment. You have the right music. And,
yeah,
you know, I can see it reaching millions of people.
I appreciate it. I mean, that's the goal, just to, you know, have people just learning from it, you know, just like with your movie. Just, you know, people just need to hopefully take bits and pieces of it, hopefully the whole thing, and learn from it and spread the word.
Well, I mean, I want to hear this bumping on the radios when I'm going down the highway. I'm pretty sick of, you know, the songs about strippers, the songs about gold, the songs about bling with fake tough guys. I mean, how hard is it to
right.
be a fake tough guy? You know,
right.
it's not. You know, I mean, it's not tough to be, you know, a rapper in this world that's 5'3", 165 pounds, look ripped, and be a fake tough guy. You know? I mean, they're all over the place, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, people are buying into this garbage. Give
yeah.
me a break. I mean, at least if you're going to be a tough guy, shoot somebody out there, rappers. I mean, come on. Let's get some credibility in there.
Oh, man, you're not promoting that, though, I know. But I know what you're talking about.
What's
I know.
Oh, you're not from Oakland, absolutely not.
No. I said I know you're not promoting people to go out and shoot, you know. But I get
no,
your point.
No,
I know,
of course not.
I know what you're saying exactly.
But if you're gonna come out hard, I really hope that you're hard. I mean, I think
yeah.
that's why people like, you know, I guess at least identify with 50 Cent because the guy got shot 9 times. But
right,
I mean, there's
right.
just there's so many, you know, wannabes and copycats, and that's all they're talking about. And at least 50 talks about some politics, you know. As terrible as they are, you know.
Right, right.
At least they're talking about something. Go to ThirdEyeRecords.com right now and check out Remo Conscious, The Beats of Loose Change, Michael Parker, Counterpunch coming soon. But really, it's all about Remo. Check out Rich Newey's work on the video tomorrow on YouTube. And John Connor's joining the RBN family with Resistance Radio at 10 p.m. on January 7th. I love John Connor. I wish you all a happy new year, and I thank my guests once more. Peace out, Cub Scouts. We'll see you next week.
Last.